Unit 12. Exercise 1. Speaker 1.
It's been a month since I moved into my new flat. There's a lot to think about when you live on your own. Take the rubbish, for example. I have to separate paper, food waste, and glass and plastic from items that can't be recycled. They all go in different bins and they are collected at different times of the month. Each week, I have to remember which bin I need to take out. It's very complicated. Never mind. At least I know that it's helping the planet.
Speaker 2.
Let me tell you about a program that has been making schools environmentally friendly for over 25 years. The program is called Eco Schools. There are eco schools in over 67 countries with around 19.5 million pupils. Each school follows 7 steps to be awarded a green flag that proves they are good for the environment. The Eco School program is successful because it gives staff and pupils a plan of how to go green.
Speaker 3.
In my opinion, everybody can become environmentally friendly. First, you should make a list of things that you can do to help the environment. These might be reducing the use of electricity or water, recycling waste at school, or growing plants or vegetables. You should also remember that there are people who are not aware that they harm the environment. It's good to talk to them about a green life. When your friends see how green you are, they will start thinking of what they can do to help the planet.
Speaker 4.
Our school is eco-friendly. Our teachers have informed us about the devastating effects plastic has on the environment. We identified plastic bags as the biggest source of single-use plastics and started thinking about ways to stop using them. There are about 400 students in my school, and each of us wrote a letter to different supermarkets asking them to reduce the use of plastic bags. We have also designed our own bags for life that we could use to do the shopping. They aren't made of plastic, of course,